Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Things, wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, and keep on listening, remember to just glow with it. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am so excited and grateful that you are here, and I'm also excited for today's episode, which is all about learning to go with the flow and being okay with change as well as the unknown. Before we get started with today's episode, I do want to mention that I am currently sick. So if I sound a little nasally, I am so sorry, but just a disclaimer. So these past few weeks or so, I've been super overwhelmed and stressed more than usual. And one of the main reasons for this stress is because currently everything in my life is pretty much up in the air. Basically, everything can go in any direction, and being in the unknown has caused me to think of the worst possible case scenarios. I've been constantly wondering about my future, how certain decisions I make or do not make will affect my life and the people in them, and what will come of it all, basically. And it even got so bad that it has been affecting my dreams. I have been having the most vivid, scary dreams, but I want to save that topic for another podcast because I want to go more in depth about the dreams I've been having and what I've realized. So I've been feeling like this for a very long time now, and it's gotten to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, and of course, I began asking for guidance from my angels, my spirit guides, and the universe. I started journaling a little bit more to receive clarity, and once I asked for guidance, as always, it never fails, I started seeing a lot of angel numbers, and the numbers that I've been seeing have been 555 and 99. And I have an interesting story to share with regarding the angel numbers. So I've been seeing these angel numbers, and one morning I was driving to my favorite coffee shop, and on my way there, a car cut me off. And at first I was a little bit irritated, but then I looked at their license plate and they had 555 on it. And of course I took that as a sign from the universe. But then when I got to the coffee shop, I opened my laptop and I realized that it was 9:06 a.m. and my laptop was also at 96%. And in that moment, I decided to look up 96 because I usually see 555 here and there, but 96 is not a common number that I see. And I'm telling you, when I looked up this number, I had like the biggest epiphany and realization. And in that moment, I felt like my prayers were answered. So what I gathered from the meaning of angel number 96 is that it means that an important phase in my life is coming to an end, and that these endings will bring about new opportunities for me, and it will help me to serve my purpose in life. As well as all of my fears and concerns can be given to my angels. And it also said that it's time to detach from material items, I guess. And I'm also being encouraged to let go and detach, because whatever is coming is better than what I am leaving behind, basically. And that I'm also about to upgrade in my life. And then I remembered about seeing 555 earlier, and what 555 means is that it's time to let go of the old that is no longer serving me, because better is coming. And that it's to release old doubts, fears, and perceived obstacles and to keep my thoughts positive and to be open-minded about the new entering my life. It also said that everything happens for a reason, nothing is by chance, and major life changes are taking place. Learn to go with the flow. And like I said, in that moment, I knew my prayers had been answered and the angels were telling me that, hey, your life is about to change, but you don't need to stress because it's going to be for the better. And this is part of your path. And I instantly felt at peace. And after receiving this message, I realized that so many of us, like myself, we often stress ourselves over things that we either don't have any control over or that might not even be happening yet. And when we do this, we are ruining the present moment because we're thinking about things that haven't even taken place yet. And it takes the fun out of life, basically. I think the reason why some of us do this is because we don't like being in the unknown. Because we've always been programmed to think that the unknown is a scary place and only bad things can happen. But it doesn't have to be that way. As always, it's all about our perspectives. For me, I was thinking about the uncertainty of my future and what direction I should go in. And all of this was coming from a place of fear rather than love. I was thinking of the worst things that could happen. I was just coming from a very negative mind space. But when I finally felt like I had enough, I surrendered. And of course, I asked the universe for guidance. And I was given this message that whatever is coming my way is going to help me along my path. And I don't need to stress. I don't need to worry. Because whatever is coming, it's for the best. And I have to just learn to go with the flow. So now, instead of fearing my future, I feel so excited and safe to know that whatever comes my way, it's meant to come my way and it's going to be for the best. And now I sincerely cannot wait for all that is coming to me right now. I feel very ready for this new beginning, for this new challenge. And when all the details are worked out, I can't wait to share it with you guys. But for now, I'll just keep it under wraps. Another thing that was contributing to my anxiety of the unknown was not knowing how certain things in my life would change, such as certain relationships, how often I'd see my family, and things like that. But what I had to realize is that life is constantly evolving. And the more that we try and control things from changing, the more stress and unhappiness we will create for ourselves. So as humans, we naturally attach to the people in our lives, the routines that we have, and other things like that. It's that same attachment that causes us pain when it comes time to having to let these people or things go. Because as you know, everything is temporary. Not everything is meant to be in your life forever. So when we have this sense of attachment to things that we don't want to let go of, that is what causes us pain and suffering. And that is part of what was causing me pain and suffering, because I was worried about, oh my gosh, what if I have to let go of this person? Or what if I have to move here? Or what if I have to change this and that? And like the beautiful Jhené Aiko says, change is inevitable. Why hold on to what you have to let go of? And the moment that we can learn to go with the flow and trust that whatever is meant to be will always be, and detach from things and allow them to flow out of our lives when it's time to let them go, we will avoid so much pain and stress. That's kind of where I am right now. It's not easy. Some days I struggle more than others, but it's an everyday work in progress. You know, you have to constantly remind yourself of these things and practice detaching and allowing. When we allow ourselves to be divinely guided by going with the flow, we are opening up ourselves to beautiful miracles and things that we thought were never possible. And this isn't to say you shouldn't take action and just wait for things to happen, but you should do things that always feel right to you. But never do things that feel forced or that you're having to force. I guess I could use myself as an example. A few years ago, I was working at a law firm, and the pay was good. I had good benefits. It was pretty a stable, ideal job. And in the beginning, it was okay. And very quickly, I started realizing that this wasn't for me. After a while, I seriously woke up every single day dreading going to work. And there was a few reasons why I felt this way. The first reason was that it was a very long commute. And just to be completely honest, my bosses were complete assholes. Like, just being completely honest, 100% transparent. It was a wife and a husband. The wife was basically like the HR payroll person, and the husband was the CEO. The husband was a complete pervert, super, and not just towards me, towards a majority of the women that I worked with, which I worked with all women basically. And so he was a pervert. The wife, she just came in every single day with a stank attitude. She was super passive aggressive, super rude, just very, very disrespectful people. And for so long, I tried to make this job work because despite what my intuition was telling me, my ego or my mind was telling me, you know, this is a really good job. You're getting paid really well. This is something to be proud of, like to be here at a law firm and, you know, at such a young age, like you can't just give this up. And the longer that I tried to force this job, the more miserable I became until I reached a point where my soul could not take it anymore. Like, my soul was dead, it was drained, and I couldn't continue on like this. And one day, I remember, and mind you, I always tried to make the best of it. I always tried to be grateful for what I had and the fact that I had such a good job. And I always tried. I tried to focus on the positive of everything. And it felt like no matter what I did, it wasn't working out. And I remember one morning, I came in with a really, really positive attitude. And I remember the wife came in and I said good morning to her, and she completely ignored me. She just gave me a dirty look and ignored me. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but after everything that she put me through and the way that she treated me and just made me feel like crap, she literally made me feel like I was useless and like I was just a piece of crap. And it took that little thing of her ignoring me to make me say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And it wasn't because she ignored me. It was because of everything that had been going on for the past 7 months. I was just over it. And I went on my lunch break that day. And you know what? I never went back. I just said, screw this. I cannot do this anymore. And I swear to you, when I decided that I was not going back and I started driving home, it was the most liberating feeling ever. Every feeling of stress, of anxiety, and unhappiness instantly went away. So I share this story to say that that's what it means to be forcing something. When you're forcing yourself to go to a job every morning, despite what your body or what your intuition is telling you, because you're allowing to ego to tell you otherwise, that's forcing. And as long as you keep forcing yourself to do something that doesn't feel right, whether it's a job or being in a relationship or not making certain changes, you're going to continue feeling the stress and unhappiness and everything that you don't want to feel. And I'm not telling you guys, and I'm not telling anyone to quit their jobs without a plan. Although for me, I did find one right away. But I'm saying if you're unhappy with something, you do have the power to change it. And the first step in that is to stop forcing things that are not meant to be. Learning to go with the flow is all about listening to what feels right to you. It's about listening to your body. It's about listening to what your body is telling you. And what your intuition is telling you. And a lot of times it will feel like an internal battle you're having with yourself, because you're having this battle between your ego and your mind versus your heart and your intuition. I have had many, many battles between my ego and my intuition, and every single time I went with my ego, I always ended up more miserable and unhappy until I finally listened to my intuition. And every single time I've listened to my intuition, I've never been wrong. I've always felt so much better, so much lighter, so much more free, you know, not just in jobs, but in any kind of situation. And it's so easy to let fear get in the way. And a lot of times when we force things instead of allowing them to flow, it's based out of fear. I know for me, when it came to staying at jobs longer than I probably should have, it was based on, but I have bills to pay. How am I gonna make rent? How am I gonna pay for this? How am I gonna do that? Like, I can't just quit this job. Like, I need a source of income. And honestly, what I have found is, despite my fear, when I have allowed my intuition to guide me and when I have been able to go with the flow, things have always worked out for me. I've always been taken care of. I've always been able to find a job or find someone to help me, and everything has always worked out okay. But it's taking that first leap of faith and that first step in really trusting in the flow that's very, very scary. But I promise you, once you do, it's such a liberating feeling. And I would say my story with quitting the law firm was probably the first time I ever, actually maybe the second. Yeah, I would say, yeah, the second time I ever stopped forcing and went with the flow and trusted in the universe. And ever since then, I've had different situations and different opportunities where I practiced forcing versus flowing, and each time my trust in the flow of the universe has been strengthened. And that's something that I really want to emphasize. For some people, it might be very simple and very easy and natural to just flow with the universe and trust in the flow, and that's great. But for other people like myself, who are very practical and very logical thinkers, it may be harder for you to trust in the flow or go with the flow and things like that. And I completely understand that, because I know for me, it was very, very difficult in the beginning. But it starts with that first leap of faith and that first step. And once you take that first step, you will face different opportunities and different challenges in life that will give you the opportunity to strengthen your faith or strengthen that muscle in trusting in the flow. And I also want to go in a little bit more in depth on learning to be okay with the unknown and also be okay with change. And I just want to tell anyone out there that if you are going through changes in your life and if you're not really sure what direction you're going in, I want you to know it is going to be okay. You don't have to stress or worry yourself, because at the end, everything is going to play out the way that it is meant to, as long as you allow it to, as long as you don't continue to force relationships that need to end, or jobs that you've outgrown, or friendships, or anything. The moment you stop forcing things and start allowing them to happen and you go in flow, the happier and more joyful you will be, and the happier and joyful life will seem as well. So instead of stressing the process and worrying about the future, learn to be happy in this present moment. Learn to be excited about the unknown, because the universe is so divine and it is so abundant and it's full of miracles. And when you open yourself up to those miracles, I promise those miracles will start pouring in and things will happen that you never imagined possible. That's kind of where I am currently in my life. I'm just, so many things are up in the air and my life can literally go in any direction right now. And I'm just weighing out all my options and seeing what feels right and saying yes to the things that scare me. And so that is all I have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And if you did, please, please, please leave a review. It helps me to be heard by others and to get Just Glow With It out there. And if you could as well screenshot this and post it on your Instagram story and tag me. My Instagram handle is Miss Jasmine Shaw. It's MissJasmineShah. And I will have my social media handles listed in the show notes. But yeah, that's all I have for today's episode. And until next time, as always, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.